I was said that the Shulchan Aruch says that one cannot hire a guy to do Malachas Mechubar on Shabbos, even if you don't tell the guy he has to do it on Shabbos, he could do it technically on Friday or Sunday. And even if it's kablonus, not skriyim, you're not paying him by the day, not paying him by the hour, you're rather just paying him for the job. Still, there's a problem in Aris Ayin, that people who see will not know what the arrangement was, that the arrangement was done by Oifen Hatter. And the Ma adds in, that even if someone lives between the Goyim and there's no other Yidden who are in the area who will know about it, still there's concern that the Yid, the person who has the Goy doing Malacha for him, will have guests, or his own family will be chalish on him. And there's still concern of Aris Ayin. The only way it would be mutter to have a guy do Malachas Mechubar, the Kablonus, on Shabbos, even when you're not kaveh the Malachas specifically for Shabbos, it's only if the Malachas be on Chutzav Kum, I mean Chutzav Kum from where this Yid goes, and therefore no one's going to be able to go there to see what's going on. Also, there's no Ir Acharis in the Tchum, there's no other city that has Yid in it in the Tchum of where the Malachas is being done, therefore there's no concern of Ma'ar Sain. Mr. Brewer brings from Sefer Chassidim, there was a story about somebody who hired a guy to build a house to Kablonus, and the guy was building on Shabbos, and people had tiny school complained about it. And the Maestro, the Yid who hired them, didn't worry about it. He let the guy continue working on Shabbos. So Lahoy Yom Lotan wasn't long until this property didn't go, stay. The person lost everything that he had. So you see the Chaimer Indian not to have the guy doing Malacha for you on Shabbos, even if you do it by Vahati B'Kablonis, as long as it's a concern of Ma'ar Sayin. Ma'ar Sayin can be from neighbors or be for your own personal guest, where there could be a concern of Ma'ar Sayin. Now, the shaila is, what if this work that's being done is something which is often done by kablonis, or typically done by kablonis? So now, you could say a svara that somebody who sees it will not think that you did it to Isser, they had the guy hired as a schir yoim, as a day laborer, or paid by the hour. Rather, people assume that you did the hetter, you did it, you had him do the work by kablonis. So the Shtemur brings the taz, is still machmer, that you cannot let a guy do work in your field and Shabbos Yomtiv or build a house for you, because people still suspect that it's being done by schir yoim, by a day laborer, because even though sometimes this work is done by kablonis, but sometimes not. Sometimes it's done skriyin, and that's enough to have Ma'ar Sayin. Which the Brewer brings, the yesh mekilim, the ar mekilim, arishar arachrenim ar meko, kshemene kol year by kablonis. When everyone in the city does it by kablonis, and the Sharatim brings from Kveger and others say like this, that if everyone does it by kablonis, then it's okay. There's no chashash, someone will think that's being done skriyin by a day laborer, because everyone knows that it's always done in the city by kablonis. And the Mishnah Brewer explains in brackets, they're talking about when it's known the older work is done by kablonis, not just that you hire the foreman, the avichal by kablonis, and everyone else is often done skriyin, because then you still have Ma'ar Sayin, the gabe, the other workers. Rather than all, everything is done by kablonis. That's when the arsam achrenim da armeko, and the Bialachli explains that if the system is that the foreman hires the other workers, then we don't care if the other workers, if the derech is kablonis or skriyin, we only care about the foreman. However, we're discussing here is that the system is that you hire the foreman, and you also play a role sometimes hiring the workers, and everyone has to be kablonis. However, if you only hire the foreman and he does the rest, he hires everyone else, then we only care what your arrangement is with the foreman and not what his arrangement is with the rest of the workers. Everyone knows that you have no connection to the rest of the workers. You only hire the adrichal, the foreman. In any case, there are these achrenim or meiko, if the minute kol year is to do it, the kablonis. And the Bialoko says that by a sada, by a field, the kibisamachan, these achrenim, welcome hafsid. When the bai is in the house, he still has to make go. He's assigned to the Chayar Tshuva, B'Shem, and Nadi Behuda. And the Bialach is a Rikhlis to show how the Arat Rishonim that would clearly not be maskim to this Eitza of Derech Kol Ha'ir B'Kavlonis is considered people who will come from other Ayars, from other cities, other parts of the world where this work is done by Sefriyim, and there will be Ma'ar Sayin from them. Based on that, it would seem to us that if something is universally done by Kavlonis, then you would not have this concern Ma'ar Sayin. However, the Bialach also brings Rishonim who say that the issue is not that people are going to think you're doing it Chayim, rather people will make a mistake in Halach. And they see that you're hiring a guy to work for you on Shabbos, be Kablonis, without be Kaveh Malach for Shabbos, they will make a mistake and think that the same Halach applies to Chayim. They will not understand that there's a difference between Kablonis and Chayim, and they will make it by Chayim also. In any case, the Bir Lacha is not so happy of being Meiko, and only, as he says in Mishtumura, is Meiko by Sada, and Mokhom Kak, and Bais, he's questionable by him if he's willing to Meiko at all. It's important to note that everyone should ask their own Shiloh, the Archivist, and the Gish Moshe, how to deal with this on a contemporary level, how it is in the modern-day world today in America. However, this is the Psak that the Mishtavura gives.